我们前一阵子读经在读到历代志上。
A few weeks ago, we have been reading First Chronicles.
那在历代志上里面，我们可以看到所罗门从大卫所得的产业。
And from First Chronicle, we can see the inheritance that King Solomon has received from King David.
就是大卫要死的时候传给所罗门。
It's whatever David before he passed away, leave it to King Solomon.
这产业可以分作三种。
And this inheritance can be categorized into three kinds.
第一个就是大卫从神领受的一个远景或者意象 vision.
First one is the vision that King David has received from God.
就是要建殿。
Which is to build the temple of God.
而且神指示他应该怎么建。
And God has given him instruction how to build this temple.
然后大卫把它传给所罗门。
And King David has passed it down to Solomon.
那第二个就是丰盛的资源。
A second inheritance is the abundance resources.
大卫为所罗门预备很多的金银木头，一切建殿需要的。
And King David has prepared many materials, precious stones, precious silvers and woods for building the house of God.
那第三个就是忠心的勉励。
And third is the faithful encouragement.
他勉励所罗门要以神为中心。
He encouraged Solomon to put God first.
一生要寻求神。
And to seek God in all his life.
服侍神。
To serve God.
敬畏神。
To fear God.
那神就永远会与他同在。
And God will always abide with him.
今天我们要留给我们的后代什么？
And today, what should we leave? What kind of inheritance to our descendants?
可以从属灵上来看这三件。
We can observe this from three perspectives.
第一个就是我们要留给我们下一个理想。这个理想就是我的一生要服侍神。
First, we should leave a vision, an ideal for our descendants, and that is we should serve God all our life.
服侍神就是在教会里面用我们的才能来建设教会。
Serving God means that we use our gifts that God has bestowed on us and to serve God in the house of God.
我们一生不是服侍神，就是服侍马门。
We either serve God or serve mammon in our life.
我们要留给我们下一代人生一个远景啊，最有意义的是人生是服侍神。
So we must leave a vision for our children. The most meaningful life is to serve God.
那第二个就是要给我们下一代有丰盛的资源。
And second is to leave abundant resources for our children.
好像有尼基留给提摩太。无畏的信心。
It's like Eunice has left a faith to Solomon, to Timothy.
有尼基教导提摩太从小就明白圣经。
Eunice has told Timothy since he was young.
使他有得救的智慧。
So that he has a wisdom of salvation.
有尼基培养提摩太从小就有好名声。
So Eunice cultivated Timothy.Since he was young, to have a good reputation.
最后一个提摩太在这个家庭长大，他能够受苦。
And lastly, that Timothy grew up in this family, he was able to suffer.
所以提摩太能够参与建设教会的工作。
This is why Timothy was able to participate in the church to build up the temple.
因为他的母亲为他预备丰盛的资源。
Because his mother has prepared for him abundant resources.
那第三个就是忠心的鼓励。
And third is the faithful encouragement.
我们常常觉得生活好像应付不过。
Sometimes we feel like our life is so busy that we can barely keep up.
但是如果我们从圣经来看。
But if we look from Bible's perspective.
如果我们人生的大方向是对的。
If we set our general direction correctly.
寻求神。
Seeking God,
服侍神
serve God,
敬畏神
fear God,
神就永远与我们同在
and God will always abide with us.
我们就能够来为神做很多事情
and we can do many things for God.
那接下去就是对我们下一代的勉励
and the next one is to faithful encouragement for our children.
不要害怕
we should not be afraid.
神的旨意一定会成就
the will of God shall be fulfilled.
要有勇敢的心来服侍神。做教会的工作。
We must have courage to serve God and do the work of the church.
那在 历代志下啊，所罗门啊就建殿。
So in Second Chronicles, we see that King Solomon has built a house, the temple.
以色列百姓进到迦南地最荣耀的一个时刻是圣殿建完的时候。
So the most glorious moment for people of Israel when they were in the land of Canaan is when they built the house of God.
神的殿充满了荣光。
The house of God was filled with glory.
神很清楚的、很有能力的与他们同在。
God was vividly and powerfully abide with them.
所以以色列百姓啊，大大的蒙福。
So the people of Israel was greatly blessed.
那我们现在就来看所罗门在建殿的时候，他的祷告。
So let's look at a prayer made by King Solomon when this house was dedicated to God.
让我们来思想这个对我们是什么意义。
So that we can ponder the meaning behind it.
因为那个殿就是代表今天的教会。
So this temple represents the church today.
那我们建教会的目的是什么？
So what's the purpose for building this temple?
那在历代志下里面
，So in Second Chronicles，
我们来看第五章。
Let's turn to chapter five.
第五章。
Second Chronicle chapter five.
二十四节。
Verse 14.
我们看。从十三节。
Now let's start with verse 13.
请读。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
历代志下。第五章十三节。
Second Chronicle chapter 5, verse 13. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lift up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. 14. So that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud.For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
这里说神的荣光充满神的殿。
So here say that the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
教会的荣耀是什么
？What is the glory of the church?
让我回到圣经来看。
If we return back to the Bible,
教会的荣耀就是神的同在。
The glory of the church is the abidance of God.
所以当时殿建完，神的荣耀充满那个殿。
So when the temple was built.And the glory of God filled the house of God.
那从第六章跟第七章，所罗门为百姓祝福。
So from verse chapter 6 and chapter 7, King Solomon blessed the people.
让我们来思想几件事情。
Let's ponder a few things.
第六章的十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 11.
请读。
Chapter 6, verse 11. And there I have put the ark.In which is the covenant of the Lord, which He had made with the children of Israel.
这里说在殿里面有约柜。
He said that there is an ark in the temple of God.
这个约柜里面有神的约。
And inside the ark is the covenant of the Lord.
就是他与以色列百姓所立的约。
The one that He made with the children of Israel.
所以这个殿在提醒以色列百姓他们是跟神立约的。
So this temple is to remind that these people of Israel have made a covenant with God.
在埃及地的时候，神跟他们立约。
While they were still in the land of Egypt, God has made a covenant with them.
如果你遵守我的诫命，我就要接受你们做我的子民。
If you keep my commandments, I will take you in as my people.
那这个诫命就是神的约，十条诫命就放在约柜里面，就放在殿里面。
And this commandments refers to the Ten Commandments, the covenant of God, and is placed inside the ark.
那今天我们什么时候跟神立约
？And today, when do we set this covenant with God?
就是在受洗的时候。
It's when we receive the water baptism.
所以哥林多后书在哥林多前书在提到圣餐，说这个杯是立约的杯。
So therefore, in 1 Corinthians, mentioned about this Holy Communion, mentioned that this cup is the cup of covenant.
在洗礼的时候跟主耶稣立约。
When we receive the baptism, we have established this covenant with God.
那教会就是这些洗礼的人洁净了集合的团体。
So church is a group of people who has been bought by the blood of Christ.
这是充满万有者那个神所充满的地方。
And it's a place where God has filled all in all.
所以每一次我们来到教会就提醒我们我们是跟神立约的。
So every time we come to the temple of God, it reminds us that we have made this covenant with God.
我们是神的选民。
We are the chosen people of God.
是以色列民。
We are the Israelites.
是神的王子。
Is the princes of God.
极其宝贵，是蒙恩的。
It's very precious and it's very favored in the sight of God.
好，那我们现在再看第七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
第七章。第七章的
Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 16. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
这个地方说，我选择这殿分别为圣，使我的名永远立在其中。
So here says that that I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever.
所以这个殿呢，第一个就是神的名立在其中。
So this house is where the name of God has been established.
那这个是这个殿呢，跟不一样。
So this is what's difference. What's different about this house?
所以世界有很多的组织。
There are many organizations in this world.
但是没有一个组织跟教会一样。
But there's no one single organization like a church.
因为这个教会是挂神的名。
Because this church carries the name of God.
所以这个教会是分别为圣的。
So the church has been separate as holy.
因为这是神的居所。
Because this is the dwelling place of God.
因此我们到每一个不同的集会、不同的组织跟来教会这个心态是不一样。
So,When we come to church, it's very different from going to different assemblies and different groups or organizations.
因为这是神的名的居所。
Because this is the house of his name.
是一个圣洁的神他所同在的地方。
It's a holy God. It's a dwelling place of our holy God.
因此我们要在这个地方来敬拜神，就是需要持守圣洁。
So in this place where we worship God, we must keep ourselves holy.
因为神的名是圣洁的。
Because the name of God is holy.
神的本性是圣洁的。
The divinity of God is holy.
因此在这个殿里面人才能够得到神的恩典。
Only we worship this way will we receive the blessing in the temple of God.
所以十六节的下半句说，我的眼、我的心也必藏在那里。
So the latter part of verse 16 said that my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
这个神的眼代表神的看顾。
My eyes of God represent the care of God.
比方说父母不论走到哪里，小孩子都一直看着小孩子。
For example, no matter where the children go, parents will always cast an eye on them.
这个代表他的关心，他的看顾。
This represent their care.
因此在教会里面的是神的宝血洁净，是神所喜爱的，是神所怜悯、神所看顾的。
So the church where it was bought by the price of God is a place where it's favored and cared by God.
但是这个眼也是代表神的鉴察。
But this eye also represents the judgment and searching of God.
教会是神施恩的宝座的地方。
So church is a place, a throne of mercy.
但是教会也有神公义的审判的宝座。
But it also has a throne of righteousness.
所以这里说，我的眼也在那里。
So therefore, it says that my eyes is also there.
那下面说，我的心也必藏在那里。
And follow after that, say my heart will be there.
神爱教会。
God loves the church.
因为这是他的宝血所买来的。
Because this is a group of people bought with his blood.
血代表生命。
The blood represents life.
在主耶稣的眼中，教会的价值超过一切。
In the eyes of Lord Jesus, the value of a church exceeds everything.
因为这是用他的生命买来的。
Because it was bought with his own blood.
所以神爱教会爱到底。
So Lord loved the church to the very end.
所以这个儿童赞美诗里面有讲，父母离去，主耶稣不离去。
So there's a children hymn say that the parents will pass away, but the Lord will never forsake us.
亲戚朋友离去，主耶稣永远不离去。
Our relatives, our friends will forsake us, but our Lord Jesus will never forsake us.
只要我们保守在教会里面，神的怜悯、神的恩惠会永远同在。
As long as we are kept in the church, the mercy, the protection of God will always be on us.
因为这是神的心所在的地方。
Because this is a place where the heart of God is.
但是在第七章里面，所罗门提醒以色列百姓。
However, in chapter 7, King Solomon reminds the people of Israelite.
虽然这是圣洁的殿。
Even though this is a holy temple,
神同在的殿,
a place where God abides,
虽然这是神怜悯的地方,
even though this is where God has His mercy,
但是,
however,
你们可以做决定,
you can make that decision,
将来要怎么来过生活,
what kind of life you will lead.
好, 我们现在看, 第七章, 历代志下,
let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7,
十二节,
Verse 12, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. 13, when I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. 14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. 15, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place.
那我们再看19节。
And let's look at 19. Verse 19, But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, verse 20, then I will uproot them from my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name I will cast out of my sight, and will make it a proverb and a byword among all people.
这里，神告诉所罗门。
Here a king told Solomon,
如果以色列百姓愿意回转。
If the people of Israel are willing to return,
自卑祷告献祭,
and willing to humble themselves and pray and sacrifice,
那神就要从天上赦免垂听他们祷告,
and then God will hear from the heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land.
神就要看顾他们,
and God will look upon them in favor.
他们也可以选择另外一种生活方式,
however, they can also choose another lifestyle,
就是转离开神, 丢弃神。
To turn away and to forsake God.
不遵守他的律例。
And to forsake his statutes and his commandments.
去侍奉别的神。
And to worship and serve other gods.
在二十节有一句话说，神要把他以色列百姓从地上拔起来。
So verse 20 says that God will uproot them from my land.
这个拔起来就是连根都拿起来。
Uproot meaning the whole root will be pulled out.
然后他就不看顾他们。
And that, God will not look upon them.
那这个圣殿也要被毁掉。
And the temple will be destroyed.
所以这么荣耀的圣殿。
So such a glorious temple.
神这么大的同在。
And it come with the abundance of God.
但是人愿意不愿意来接受神的祝福，这个人自己可以做决定。
But whether man wants to receive the blessing, the abundance of God, man can make that decision.
今天教会是神赐福的地方。
Today church is a place where God blessed.
我们也可以选择爱神、亲近教会、服侍神。
We can choose to love God and draw ourselves near to God and serve Him.
生活充满神的恩典。
And our life will be filled with the blessing of God.
我们的生活可以荣耀神。
And our life can glorify God.
但是我们也可以选择离开神。
But we can also choose to leave God.
去追求世界，崇拜世界。
To pursue this world, to worship this world.
那我们在信仰当中就失去神的恩典。
But however, in that case, our faith, our lives will lose the blessing of God.
体验不到神的看顾。
We will no longer experience the abundance and care of God.
所以神没有改变。
So the God never changed.
神的荣耀没有改变。
God's glory never changed.
改变的是人对神的态度。
What changed was our attitude toward God.
那这个改变的结果就是人在生活中是会得福还是受祸。
And as a result of this change, it determines whether we will receive blessing or receive desire, or a blessing or punishment.
所以有时候我们在想，为什么如果神是爱的，我会这样，我会那样。
So sometimes we might think, if God loves me, why would this happen to me? Why would that happen to me?
神实在是没有问题。
In God there's no question.
问题是出在我们跟神之间的态，对神的态度。
My problem comes down to our attitude toward God.
那所罗门在建殿完成之前，他是一个非常好的王。
So before this temple was finished building, King Solomon was a very good king.
从他第一章历代之下第一章的祷告一直到献殿的祷告都是神喜悦的。
So from the very first chapter in the second chronicle, the prayer he offered before the temple was built till the end when the temple was finished building, every prayer was heard by God and favored by God.
那我们就看第一章到第六章所罗门祷告什么。
So let's look at the prayer made by King Solomon from chapter 1 to chapter 6.
我们看列代志下第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 1.
第七节。
2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7. On that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, Ask, what shall I give you?
神向所罗门说：“你求什么，我要给你。”
God told Solomon, "Whatever you ask, I will give it to you."
这个真的是在考验人心里面的最深处，到底人觉得什么最有价值。
This is really to test the depth of our heart. What is the most valuable in that person's heart?
如果今天晚上神给我们一个意象，晚上睡觉跟我们显现说：“你求一件事情，我要给你。”请问我们会求什么
？What if today?God will appear to us in a vision while we sleep that whatever you ask, I will give it to you. I will grant it to you. What will we ask? What will we ask?
Solomon 求什么?
And let's look at what Solomon asked.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. Now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this great people of yours?
所以所罗门求说神啊你要给我智慧啊。
So what did King Solomon ask? He asked for wisdom and knowledge.
因为你既然拣选我接续我的大卫当王。
For you have chosen me to succeed my father, King David.
所以你赐给我智慧。
So please grant me the knowledge and wisdom.
才能够把神赐给他这个职位做得好。
So he can fulfill this position that God has given him.
那十一节神就非常喜悦。
So 11Say that God is very well pleased. Verse 11, then God said to Solomon, Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches or wealth or honor or life of your enemies, nor have you asked a long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king. 12. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had.Who were before you, nor shall any after you have the like.
最了解人的是谁
？Who knows people's heart?
是神
，God.
所以这个十一节神就说，我们一般人会求什么
？So here, verse 11 tells what most people would ask for in this life.
第一个，子财。
First, the riches.
第二个，丰富。
Second, wealth.
第三个，尊荣。
Third, honor.
第四个。敌人能够被灭掉。
All the life of the enemies.
第五个长寿。
All the long life.
这个是一般人在求的。
These are the things pursued by most people in this world.
但是所罗门这五项他一样都没有求。
But however, King Solomon did not ask any of these five things.
那十二节说你求聪明智慧。
Verse 12 say that you have asked wisdom and knowledge.
所以他在求啊，他不是为自己求。
So what he asked, he did not ask for himself.
他只是求神给他智慧，能够把神托付他的做好。
He only asked God for wisdom so that he can fulfill and do the duty that has been assigned to him by God.
他没有求的神也给他。
So whatever he didn't ask, God also granted to him.
这真的很奇妙。
This is very wonderful.
有时候我们觉得说，我只有求这个，我才会得这个。
Sometimes we think that if we only ask this, we shall receive this.
我如果没有求这个，可能神就忘记给我。
Now we sometimes we think that if we didn't ask that, that God probably will forget to give us.
所以每一次跪下来都有一大堆向神求的。
So every time we kneel down, we have so many things to ask of God.
但我们仔细想，我们求都是私心的。
But if we think carefully, everything we ask was out of our own self-centered heart.
我们自己。
It's for our own purpose, our own sake.
但这是所罗门的祷告，那个动机啊，蒙神喜悦。
But when Solomon made this prayer, his motive pleases God.
所以神没有他没有求，神也给他。
So whatever he didn't ask, God granted to him as well.
所以这个表示哦，长寿、财富、尊荣，神既然会给他，这个也是神认为是好的。
So he shall tell us that if God will grant riches, wealth, and honor, long life to him, even though he didn't ask, it's obvious that God think it was good.
哦，所以在所罗门当王的开除啊，他没有求很多，神都给他。
So in the beginning of his reign, of King Solomon's reign, even though he didn't ask much, everything was given to him by God.
我们就知道神是父亲嘛。
So from here, we know that God is our father.
有哪一个父亲不愿意给孩子呢？
Is there any father that would not give the best to his children?
但是有很多聪明的父亲，他知道孩子不能够给他太多。
But there's many wise fathers that they know they cannot give their children too much.
因为你爱他，给他太多，反而害了他。
If you love them and give them too much, you might jeopardize their future.
所以有时候神知道我们能够承受多少。
So God knows how much we can take.
所以不是说他不给我们。
It's not that he does not want to give us.
是他了解我们能够承受多少。
But because he knows our limit, how much I can take.
如果他给我们一些我们承受不了了，对我们反而没有好处。
If he gives something that's beyond that we can bear, then it will be no good to us.
所以从这里我们可以了解所罗门求的神喜欢。
So from you can tell that whatever King Solomon asked, it was pleasing to God.
那从第六章我们看在圣殿里面到底要祷告什么。
From chapter 6, we see that what we shall pray for in the temple.
我们先从第六章二十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 21. Chapter 6, verse 21. And may you hear the supplication of your servant and your people Israel. When they pray toward this place, hear from heaven your dwelling place. And when you hear, forgive.
这里啊，所罗门提到说，不论求什么，第一件事情，请你垂听而赦免。
So in King Solomon's prayer here, he mentioned that, oh, may you hear the supplication of your servant and your people.
所以我们要亲近神哦，有时候常常第一件事情就是要求神赦免。
And asking forgive. So whenever we come before God, we pray. The first thing we should ask for is ask God to forgive us.
因为一点点的罪会阻挡我们跟神的关系。
Even a little sin will separate us from God.
那不犯罪是不可能的。
So it's impossible not to sin.
所以我们要常常求神赦免。
So we must often ask forgiveness from God.
那赦免什么？
So what to forgive?
从二十二节就讲。
From verse 22, we explain.
二十三。
From 23, then here, verse 22 and 23, if anyone sins against his neighbor and is forced to take an oath and come and takes an oath before your altar in this temple, 23, then hear from heaven and act and judge your servants, bringing retribution on the wicked by bringing his way on his own head, and justify the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness.
这个二十二、二十三就讲人际关系呀。
Verse 22 and 23 talk about interpersonal relationship.
这个人际关系如果发生问题。
Now, if there's an issue with this interpersonal relationship,
我们第一个来到神面前，我们要检讨自己。
When we come before God, we must examine ourselves.
到底我有没有错？
Is there anything that we have done wrong?
是50%跟5%的错吗？
Is it just simply a 50% or 5% wrong?
或者90%跟10%的错呢？
Or is it 90% or 9% wrong?
或者100%对零的错呢？
Or is it 100% versus 0%?
但是总是要在神面前检讨。
No matter what, we need to come before God and examine our heart.
因为人跟人的关系常常在反映我们跟神的关系。
So the relationship between people often reflect our relationship with God.
除非我们很清楚我们是完全的对。
Unless we know for sure and clearly that we are 100% correct.
不然我们在神面前要求恩典之前要先悔改。
Or else, before we come before God to ask for blessing and grace, we must repent.
好，我们看六章二十四节、二十五节。
Let's read verse 24 and 25. 24, or if your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and return and confess your name and pray and make supplication before you in this temple, 25, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land which you gave to them and their fathers.
这里说，如果以色列人败在仇敌面前。
Here say that if people Israel are defeated before an enemy.
那这个败在仇敌面前有一个可能。
And there's one possibility for that to happen.
就是得罪神。
Now they have sinned against God.
对神没有帮助他们。
So therefore God did not help them.
好像他们在攻爱城。
Just like when they were attacking the city of Ai.
他们里面有罪。
There's a sin within them.
所以在那个时候要在神面前承认神的名悔改。
So at that time they need to confess to God and repent.
那神就要使他们带他们回来。
And God will bring them back.
所以有时候我们在世界上遇到很多的挫折。
Sometimes we encounter many challenges in this life.
有时候是神在操练我们。
Sometimes God wants to test us.
但是有时候可能是我们有需要改变的地方。
But sometimes there might be cases where there are things we need to change ourselves.
所以就是我们来到神面前检讨悔改，那神就会与我们同在。
So by then it's a time for us to come before God to examine ourselves, confess and repent.
那我们就可以从困境当中回转。
Then we can return, we can turn from this difficult situation.
好，我们再看第六章的二十六节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 26. When the heavens are shut up and there's no rain because they have sinned against you, when they pray toward this place and confess your name and turn from their sin because you afflicted them. 27. Then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, that you may teach them and the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on your land which you have given to your people as an inheritance.
虽然农夫很认真在耕种。
Even farmers may work hard on the field.
但是如果不下雨。
But if there's no rain,
全部都没有收成。
There will be no harvest.
有时候不是我们没有认真做事。
So sometimes it's not because we did not work hard.
我们很认真做事。
Sometimes we work very hard.
但是如果神没有施恩。
However, if God does not bless us,
还是不会有结果的。
There will not be result.
那为什么没有雨呢？
But how come there's no rain?
这里说神使天闭塞不下雨。
Because God has shut up the heavens.
因为你的民得罪了你。
Because they have sinned against God.
所以主耶稣来是给我们充充满满有恩典有真理。
So when Lord Jesus came full of blessing.
但是如果我们生活当中没有恩典。
But if our life is not is without this grace and blessing.
很可能就是神把那个雨把它遮住了。
It's very possible God has stopped the rain.
那明明主耶稣带来充充满满恩典，为什么我生活没有恩典？
Isn't it obvious when Jesus came to this world, it's filled with blessing and grace? But how come my life is not filled with blessing and grace?
这里说来到圣殿悔改，那神就要使他重新下雨。
So here tells us that we need to come before the temple and need to confess and repent, and then God will let the rain come down.
那二十八节、二十九节就讲到一些灾祸。
And verse 28 and 29 mention some of the disasters.
那如果愿意来回转向神祈祷。
If they are willing to return and pray to God,
神就愿意看顾他。
And God will look upon them.
所以在这个殿里面呢，所罗门就告诉以色列百姓，要来祈求诸般的恩典。
So in this temple, King Solomon told the people of Israel that you need to come to the temple to pray for all blessings.
但是第一件要事就是要求神赦免我们。
But very first thing you need to do is to pray for God's forgiveness.
那神的恩典一定会充充满满的临到我们。
And then the blessing of God and grace will come upon us abundantly.
因为这是他立名的居所。
Because this is where his name will be filled.
是神要得荣耀的地方。
It's a place where the name of God will be glorified.
每一个人得恩典，神的名就得荣耀了。
Whenever one receives glory, the name of God will also glorified.
所以我们为什么要来教会？
So why do we come to church?
就是要来祷告。
We come here to pray,
来寻求神
to seek God,
来改善我们跟神的关系
to improve our relationship with God,
使我们能够蒙福
so that we can receive grace once again.
我们看七章的十二节
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 12.
历代志下七章十二节
Second Chronicle, chapter 7, verse 12. Verse 12, Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him,I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.
这里说我的殿要做祭祀的殿。
Here say that this place of myself will be called a house of sacrifice.
所以以色列百姓有七大节期五大献祭。
So people of Israel have seven feasts and five sacrifices.
今天我们为什么来教会？
So today, why do we come to church?
要来献祭。
We must offer sacrifice.
献感谢的祭。
To offer sacrifice of thanksgiving.
献颂赞的祭。
To offer sacrifice of praising.
还有把我们自己当作活祭来献给神。
And mostly offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
这样来感谢神，来荣耀神。
To give thanks and to glorify God.
这就是为什么我们今天需要来亲近神，在教会亲近神。
And this is why we need to come before God and draw near ourselves near to God.
这是他立免的居所。
This is where His name is established.
是他同在的地方。
It's where He abides.
是他显荣耀的地方。
That's where He show His glory.
是我们得恩典体验他的地方。
It's a place we receive grace and where we experience Him.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
322首。
322.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再过三个礼拜。
In three more weeks,
我们就要在这里开始布道会、联恩会。
We will begin our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
第一个，我们大家来思想，能够邀请谁来参加布道会。
First, let us think about who can we invite to attend this great feast.
我们再来看看有哪一些教会的信徒很少来的，我们要怎么样来鼓励来参加联恩会。
And for those members who have seldom come, let's think about how can we encourage them to come.
第二个。请我们每一天为着这一次的圣会来祷告。
And in our everyday prayer, let us specifically pray for this ESSC.
我们礼拜六早上还有半个钟头的志愿的祷告。
Every Saturday morning, Sabbath morning, we have a voluntary half-hour prayer.
那我们在一个月前也可以来参加志愿的禁食祷告。
And we have also announced a voluntary fasting prayer each day for this feast.
求主耶稣垂听我们祷告，将天上的雨降下来。
May God hear our prayer and rain, let the rain come down.
使我们在这个地方能够丰收。
So that we can have a great harvest.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So let us all kneel down and pray together.
为灵恩布道会的代祷。
Let's specifically pray for our evangelical service and spiritual communication.